Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
Today, we're going to talk about...
We're going to stop you right there. Okay. And we're not going to say that at all because this is a family show.
Okay.
If you're a child, you're in safe hands. They're my hands. And you know what these hands do? They point fingers and they wag them at you two. If you say condom, if you say IUD, if you say sex, okay? These are all banned words. And I swear... To Jesus Christopher Christ, I will bleep out this entire episode and say we missed an episode if I hear one of those ding-dang-damn words.
His middle name starts with an H.
Oh, right. Hector Christ.
And this is Stranger Still. Welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast where we learn about smooching safe.
I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Vegan.
And I'm smooching safe.
I hope you are. I hope you are. And I hope we're going to teach a lot of people how to do it.
And you're going to have to smooching. Listen. You're going to have to listen to the safe smooching because we're talking about females.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured, and females things that I'm not allowed to say.
That sounds worse.
I guess in the wrong hands, it does sound worse.
I don't want you to talk about hands either.
But hands above the table for this episode, guys. Since we're talking about females, I figured I'd bring on someone who, first of all, came up with this idea for this episode,
uh-huh.
And second of all...
Is one of them. Right.
Is one of the things of this episode, and that
one
is my wife,
yeah,
Shelby Wood.
Hi. I didn't know I was a birth control.
I was trying to... Yes, and John. He's not very good at jokes,
yeah,
so I thought that I'd just...
Are you kidding me? Give me a yes and right now.
Here I go, flying into space. Boo!
Oh, no, there's so many stars here, and some of them are really far, but their light travels.
That one's Billy Crystal. That one's Will Smith.
Wow, look at them go. Like a comet. Like a shooting star, like John Wayne.
Can't wait to see the comets on this episode.
Yeah, see? That was yes and.
Just letting you have all of these Father's Day jokes because
thanks.
It was just Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. Me and all of the listening fathers out there.
And if you don't want to be a father, stay tuned.
Stay tuned, because we're going to be talking about birth control. And before we even get into that, it's probably important to note we are not doctors.
Right.
We've never experimented with being doctors. So if you have questions about birth control, ask a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Not these idiots behind microphone. You're not an idiot, honey. But these idiots,
he's
they can listen to you, but you're still
yourself.
Not a doctor.
I'm still not a doctor. Don't listen to me. Listen to your doctor more.
Yeah. But you wanted to talk about birth control. Why are you so weird?
Well, with all of the stuff coming out about abortions, you know, might as well talk about birth control to prevent the thing that causes abortion.
Hey, that's a fair point. Well, what's your experience with birth control? As a woman, I assume that you know everything there is to know about birth control?
Oh, God, no.
That's fine.
No, you told me to research all the different kinds, and I even found a few that I didn't quite know about. And we have Rory in the studio today that
yeah, you're
going to
hear some background noises. Where were we? I forget where we were. We were talking about birth control. This episode is going to be all over the place, people, because... We decided we were going to stop using birth control, and that caused us to have a child.
Right.
Which was on purpose.
Worst decision ever.
But it's going to cause
guys, geez.
It's going to cause this episode to be all over the place.
Yeah, I'm glad she's wearing headphones.
So, Shelby, I think what I had asked you is, what is your experience with birth control that makes you such an expert about birth control?
I'm definitely not an expert. I'm just an average cis woman.
Yeah.
So, let's see. I started on birth control when I was 15, 14, somewhere around there. I started on the pill because I swear that's what every single woman starts with, or
yeah.
Little girl, whatever, teenager girl starts with is the pill. And then I discovered I can't take a pill every single day because
you'd forget.
I forget. And you're supposed to take it at the same time every single day. And I would forget. And then it would be like 4 hours after I was supposed to take it and be like, oh, yeah, I was supposed to take my pill. Or I would find it and be like, oh, crap, I don't think I took the pill today. And yeah, it's bad. So then I got an implant. And went on that for a couple years, And then I went off of it and got pregnant a month later.
Yeah.
And then I looked up different birth controls because I didn't really like the implant because it made my periods all crazy.
Oh. So you didn't put that on the list of words, John. You should have put that on the restricted
periods?
Words. Yeah.
No, I'm down with that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm just kidding. Keep going.
So anyway, I had to figure out something that I could still nurse and it wouldn't affect my nursing supply or my breastfeeding milk supply. Mm-hmm. So I had to look up all different stuff for that. And so I went back on the implant and then I still hated it. So I switched to the IUD.
Yeah. Improvised explosive device.
Explosive device. Yep. Yuck-splosive. Well, that sounds like a storied history, my wife. Did I say that you're my wife? I don't know that I said that you're my wife at the beginning of this episode.
It's so weird you have the same last name.
One of the many things.
Wives? Oh, I thought you were saying one of the many wives that I have.
No, the recordings that we've done. That
yeah.
Yeah, this is our first time on the same thing. We usually my substitute.
Yeah.
Substitute
you fill
John.
In for John. So it's all three of us this time. But I was trying to make a segue there because you've got a storied history with birth control. You know what else has a storied history? Birth control.
Wow.
Come on, let me have this one.
This is what I do when I listen to your episodes. Every time you make a bad joke, I just go,
oh,
boo.
Man, this is going to be, he's going to have two black eyes by the end of this mentally. There's just no two people that like picking on you better than me and Shelby.
I know. So, anyway, about storied histories. When do you think, hey John, when do you think the first people were to use birth control?
Egyptians, because it's always Egyptians, because they smart.
What if I told you it was
Greeks?
Frenchians.
French?
Frenchians.
Wow.
So check this out. This is like one of the oldest callbacks we've ever had on this show, which is between the years of 12,000 and 15,000 years ago, they found a cave painting in France that depicted a man using a condom. How about that?
That's a very intricate painting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
It took a lot of, like, opacity playing with, you know?
Yeah, how's he, on a wall? I mean, I guess it was a clear, what did they use back then? Oh, God.
Well, they used, for the most part, they used, like, fish bladders, linens, which would have been later on in society, or animal intestines.
Yeah.
So they would just, like, take out the bladders or intestines of animals, tie them off at the end, and then roll that baby on down.
Oh, okay.
Roll that red carpet.
Not vegan.
No, it's not. But they also weren't vegan back then because they couldn't.
No,
they're farmers
paleo.
Yet.
They were also
yeah, they were literally
very
paleo.
Desperate. Very desperate for anything.
But I also think that it's fitting that the French were the first ones to use condoms. There's also depictions in ancient Egypt using condoms about 3,000 years ago. But apparently these were more for ritualistic purposes rather than prophylactic purposes.
Well, like decoration, like a little coat.
Yeah.
You dress it up when you get cold.
Why not make fun?
Get a little Don't get Shelby piece. Started.
Okay.
So in 1850 BCE, ancient Egyptians were also using spermicides as birth control, made from honey, sodium carbonate, which is salt-ish, and crocodile dung. Mm. Can you imagine trying to like get busy with the smell of crocodile dung on your ding-dong?
That's horrible.
I mean, but I would probably just mix in with all of the other smells.
Yeah.
They weren't taking baths back then.
No way, man. My friend's dad used to use that, actually. Remember we did an episode with Cody Snyder?
Are you like ousting D. Snyder on using crocodile dung?
No, I'm just saying. We used to call him Crocodile Dung D. That's all.
I'm really upset with that joke.
Okay.
Anyway,
sorry, D. I didn't mean to. I mean, that's not true, so it's fine. Sorry, Cody.
That's going to be like on the front of National Enquirer tomorrow. A few hundred years later, women would use cotton tampons, soak them in stuff like fermented acai juice as a method of spermicide. And then moving up in history a little bit, you may have heard of this plant called silphium. And if you haven't heard of that, you may have heard the story of it, which is, I think, one of the earliest forms of oral contraception, or the pill, if you want to call it that. John, in the 700s BCE, there's this plant discovered in northern Africa around modern-day Libya. And once it was discovered, it was in such high demand, it became incredibly expensive, but was shipped like all over the place. Rome, Greece, China, probably. And it was very effective at being contraceptive, that it was around until the 380s, so we're talking like, what is that, 1,000 years? Until it actually went extinct from over-harvesting.
Wow.
People just like couldn't get enough of this plant. So it was over-harvested, and we don't have it anymore. People were just, they were randy, dude.
They were going for it. You know what else I heard back then, and I don't know if this is going to fit into it, or if you have something there.
What's that?
Pomegranate.
That
was used as an ancient remedy. Okay.
Before we get there, I've heard this false fact in the past that the heart shape is actually based on the petals from this plant, which isn't true at all. As far as I could, I picked a bunch of pictures of this, and it looked like a daisy. Like all the petals were like a daisy, which is nothing like a heart. So I don't know why that.
No one really knows where their heart came from.
I've also heard that it's supposed to look like a butt.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to debunk that myth really fast. But back to your point, in Greece, there was this myth that Persephone would eat nothing but pomegranate seeds. She had been kidnapped and raped by the god of death, whose name is Thanatos.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Right? It's all coming together here. Yeah.
Yeah. Get that joke?
I do.
That's horrible. He was a terrible person.
He was a terrible person.
Or god.
But in order to not become fertile, she ate nothing but pomegranate seeds. And wouldn't you know it, pomegranate seeds were a semi-effective contraceptive.
Mm-hmm.
As far as oral contraceptives go, yes.
There are lots of fake science and horrible YouTube channels that are trying to bring that back down today.
So
Stay tuned to our YouTube for plenty of debunkings coming up.
Well, okay, so in Greece, there are all these festivals where they'd eat things like pomegranate seeds, pennyroyal, pine, or videx, all plants. Some of them worked, I'd imagine, like a 40% success rate. So if you're watching YouTube and you're like, oh, just eat pomegranate seeds, don't rely on that. God's sake, don't rely on that. But also, pennyroyal ended up being toxic if you ingested it in too high of concentrations.
So it definitely worked.
If something's toxic, you're going to die.
If it causes death,
therefore you can't have babies.
There's a 0% chance of pregnancy.
Pretty sure everything that they ate or bathed or whatever was toxic to them.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, that's not even the only toxic remedy that people tried throughout time. Some people would use mixtures of cedar resin and lead, among other things, like frankincense and stuff. Women in China would drink lead and mercury, which I don't know if you know this.
Yum.
That'll kill ya.
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah. Women would also use vaginal sponges or blocks to prevent semen from getting into their uterus. Mm,
that seems like it would work too, though, if it was big enough. I mean,
it would, but the phrase vaginal block should raise a red flag.
Well, that's one of the birth controls that people still use nowadays.
I would imagine it's not healthy
or comfortable.
If you leave it in there for a long time,
right?
Yes,
but they would also dip it in things like olive oil and alcohol, which you've heard of women like putting tampons in vodka and then using those tampons, and they'd get like really sick from that. Is that right?
I don't know. It sounds like a really stupid way to try to get drunk.
Yeah,
but...
yeah. I believe that's what it is. Yeah. But it's not good. It's bad for you. And honestly, that's like it in terms of ancient history with contraceptives, because it kind of just stayed there until science came along. Post-coitally, though, people would flush their vaginas with urine, another great smell to go along with the crocodile dung. Or they'd just get really good at Kegels and use vaginal contractions to expel semen.
These poor women were just desperate to not have any more.
Exactly.
They already had 12 kids. They don't want any more.
That's a lot of farmers, though, man. Think about how much work you get done in those fields.
Farmersonly.com. One of my favorite methods of post-coital conception was women would, and I quote, get up abruptly, sneeze and blow her nose several times, then shout loudly and jump backwards several times.
Sexy.
Yeah, that's only going to make things worse.
That would just make the men run away.
Wow. A lot of energy in this one, I guess. I mean, what are they trying to jump it out of them?
I could also say that...
Scare it away.
Well, I guess that kind of segues into what I was going to say, which is that...
people would yell into...
I was going to say, you scared away, like scaring the spirits away.
Oh.
Because in ancient times, like caveman Neanderthal days, they didn't know where babies came from. They thought it came from spirits within fruit. So if you ate certain fruits, you'd become pregnant. So I would say that abstinence was also an ancient method of contraception, but it really wasn't, because people didn't understand where babies came from.
Yeah.
It took a really long time to understand that pee-pee in vajayjay make bay-bay.
Oh, man. Yikes.
We use proper terms in our household.
You might want to bleep those, though.
Like penis.
No, thanks.
Vagina.
Can you take those back?
No. So, in terms of modern-day contraceptions, I'll let my wonderful wife here get to it more in a little bit. But finally, in 1838, we got the first rubber condom, vulcanized rubber condoms, and things finally started taking off from there. So they're pretty much stagnant from, like, 3,000 years ago to 1837.
A lot of yelling pomegranates and jumping.
Yeah. And all brandy right. And alcohol. And...
The discovery of the microscope helped a lot.
Yeah, they could finally see sperm. They finally figured out what made babies.
What a terrible day. Imagine seeing that for the first time and be like, oh my gosh. I've got these little tadpoles going around. They probably think they're going to have little frog babies and stuff.
Was it something I ate?
Yeah.
Probably what they thought.
Man, I shouldn't have eaten all those frog eggs, man.
So anyway, we talked about Margaret Sanger before, and I know you're really excited to talk about her.
Yeah.
But she came up in our Planned Parenthood episode. She opened up the first birth control clinic in 1916.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very active in pushing legislation. You were going to talk about her. You want to talk about Brooklyn really bad, so just talk about it. Just get it out of your system.
I just wanted to get out of my system a little bit and talk about Brooklyn, because you got to represent your people every once in a while.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm from. That's my homeland. So when you told me that you didn't know she was from Brooklyn, I was like, what are you talking about? Forget about it. You know?
Take it easy.
Take it easy.
That video's not up yet.
I know.
Go to our YouTube channel.
Put it up before this episode.
Nope. Not going to happen. In 1960, we finally got the first quote-unquote pill, Enovid, I think is what it was called. That's probably not how you pronounce it.
Who said that?
That's just what people call it. Colloquially, they call it the pill.
Colloquially.
But it was actually called Enovid. It was finally approved by the FDA. But get this, it wasn't until 1965 that the Supreme Court ruled it would be legal for married couples to use.
Oh, wow.
Unmarried couples still couldn't use the pill.
Yeah, because you had to get a doctor prescription. If you weren't married, you're not getting that script.
Yeah, and it wasn't until 1972 that the use of the pill was allowed for non-married people.
Yeah, and that was a bunch amidst... years and years and years of fighting already when we did have Sanger open up her clinic in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that was in 1916.
She got shut down because
they got raided all the time.
Yep.
But I think sometimes we forget all the reproductive rights we had to fight for 50 years ago, and we're still fighting them.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. We have not come far enough in 50 years.
Man, you could have said anything else.
It just scares me that people that think that because somebody is on birth control, then that means that they're just going to go out and have intercourse with whoever they want to whenever.
John's just bluffing.
Yeah. I'm not really going to bleep you.
Because I edit it.
So many women are on it because of their periods, and they want to be able to control their periods, or like they are in bed or have to go to the hospital because their periods are so bad.
Yeah.
And being on birth control allows them to go to work or leave the house or not curl up in a ball and cry, which I have done, and it sucks.
Yeah. It's all just hormone control. Our bodies suck at doing their jobs, so sometimes you just gotta rein those hormones in, right? Whatever. Abstinence only, right? That helps prevent pregnancies. We'll talk about that later. So in 1968, we got the first improvised explosive devices, IUDs.
Explosive. It's German.
I will say that... a lot of the early pills and other contraceptives like the IUDs weren't...
Before we will actually ourselves, what does IUDs stand for?
Intrauterine
device.
Device.
Cool.
No, all I was going to say about the pill and IUDs is that in the beginning they weren't all that safe because we didn't know a lot about hormones and stuff. And feminists actually rose up in the 1970s to challenge the safety of the pill, which eventually, like a few years later, led to safer formulas of the pill. And early IUDs were causing all kinds of infections in the uterus and led to 7 documented deaths,
yikes,
which means that there's probably more. So the FDA actually suspended one particular IUD in 1974. The IUDs eventually made a reintroduction with slow-release hormones in the 80s. Yeah, so you can't just throw a bunch of hormones at once and expect it to be kosher.
Well, it's like anesthesia, where they just, like, didn't really know how it worked. works, but it does work, so we're just going to keep throwing stuff at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah. They used to use bloodletting. You used to just get dizzy enough for them to pound you in the head with something. Listen to Stuff You Should Know All Night Yesterday.
Yeah. So in the 90s, we got the first implanted contraception, like you were talking about, the one in the arm and stuff. We also got female condoms, like they finally started mass producing those. We also got Plan B. And Plan B needed a prescription until 2013, which feels like way too recent for needing a prescription for that crap. But in the 2000s, we finally got things like the NuvaRing or hormonal patches like OrthoEvra, stuff like that. So a lot of that's only 50 years, a lot of advancements. Still no male pill.
Nothing yet. Yeah.
Nothing yet.
Weird.
That's weird.
Let me ask you a question, Nick.
Yeah.
How many times have you encountered a female condom?
Zero. Okay. Because they're not very effective.
Right. But I think that speaks to our current state of women fighting for reproductive rights.
Well, it's a lot harder to just walk into Walmart and get a female condom.
Yeah, they're not as popular.
It's not prevalent.
They're kind of, they're just not effective. So.
No, they're about the same as a male condom.
Oh, they are?
Yes, they are.
Oh, am I thinking of diaphragms that weren't effective?
Yes.
Okay, we didn't talk about diaphragms, but that's another method that I'll let you get to, because that's what you're here for, right?
Sure.
That sounded really sexist for some reason. You're only here to tell me about birth control.
I am here for a female opinion, so two white guys aren't sitting around talking about birth control.
As it should be.
Hey, I'm Italian, okay?
Still white.
Yeah.
I mean, I am white also, but I'm a white female, so
use
a
woman,
little bit better.
As far as I know. So what types of birth controls are out there, my love?
Yeah, let's talk about them in case some people haven't heard about them since high school or
at all, because they were taught abstinence only.
Yes, support. I'm
miseducation.
So sorry. I am so sorry if you were taught abstinence only, because that's just horrible. Anyways, there's an IUD, which is an
intrauteral device.
And it is the most effective, other than the implant.
Or the IIUD, which is an interdimensional implanter.
That requires PIM particles and stuff.
So. If you listen to our UFO episode, that's a close encounter of the seventh kind.
Yeah. Yep.
It's 99.9 percent effective, because once it's in there, you don't have to worry about it. It's wonderful. The doctor puts it in your uterus, not your vagina, which is two different parts of the body.
It is?
Yes, it is.
Did you know there's a subreddit entirely devoted to bad female anatomy?
Yes, I did know that.
It's really good.
Yes. So it goes into your uterus, and you can get a hormonal one or a copper one, because sperm do not like copper. So the copper one is non-hormonal, and it lasts up to 12 years right now. And
dude, that's pretty good.
And
99.9% effective.
Yeah. And it can be used as an emergency contraceptive. So if your previous birth control fails, then you can put it in up to 5 days later. And it's basically like Plan B, where it prevents it.
Yeah.
Or otherwise, there's hormonal, and they keep getting longer and longer how long they can be in you. It's just what the FDA approves. So, I think the Liletta or the Kylena just got approved for 2 more years. So you can have 7 years or 5 years or 3 years, just depending on what brand you get.
Well, it's like you told me that when you got your injection, they're like, it's approved for 3 years, but you're probably good for 5 or something like that, right?
Yeah. It's, that's the next
best
one.
But they can't legally guarantee that.
No expiration date, but there's a best buy date.
Yeah. That's what it is, right?
Yeah. That's what they said when I got my implant. What's the Nexaplan?
I don't remember what it was.
Something like that.
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out abstinence only statistics here this whole time, so keep going. I forgot to look this up beforehand.
Which is also 99% effective, and it just goes in between the layers of your skin and your arm, and it's just like a little matchstick, which I loved freaking out the guys in my family when I got it.
You
and
just
I'm like
poke
yeah.
it.
Yeah, my uncle.
Disgusting.
Yeah, my uncle said it feels like fish line in your arm. That feels so gross. But it's also a little bit more comforting than the IUD because you can just sit there and feel it when you're freaking out to yourself, like, oh my god, I'm pregnant. I'm gonna get pregnant. Whatever. You can just feel it with your arm. Versus,
nah, dude, I got this arm toothpick. I'm good.
Versus an IUD, they have strings hanging down so you can check them, but it's very common for the strings to go up and get wrapped around it, which it doesn't affect the effectiveness of the birth control, but it makes it a lot harder to check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit harder.
But it's fun because you practice. You're like Girl Scout knots, Boy Scout knots, whatever you know.
And the wonderful thing about the implant and the IUD is as soon as you take it out, then you can get pregnant right away. So it's great for moms that want to space out babies or 16-year-olds that don't want to have a baby until they're 30 or whatever you want to do.
Better family planning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or people like me, we're just waiting for your husband to get a vasectomy.
Hang on.
Are we going to... Is that...
I guess we're scheduling it after the break on this episode.
Yeah.
Let's see. Also, breastfeeding is actually 98% effective when done correctly, but it's very hard to do correctly because you cannot formula feed and you have to feed at least every 4 hours and it only works for 6 months. So basically, when you nurse your baby for the first 6 months and you do not have a period, you're not ovulating, so you can't get pregnant.
That's, I mean, when I was researching the history of birth control, that's one thing that came up was like... fertility timing and just rolling the dice on nursing.
Yeah, geez. How many days a year are you fertile? Then like 4 or 5 days a year?
It's a few days a month, right?
It's like up to a week. It depends technically it just depends on where the egg is in your cycle. So it can only get fertilized in a very small portion, but sperm can stay in the body for up to 6 days. So it's one of those things where it's the right place at the right time, but also it just depends on what you're on and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And that is one of the things that's it's not effective unless you are very, very aware of what your body does is the rhythm method, which is on the back.
That's risky to me.
I actually found out more about the rhythm method when I was trying to get pregnant than when I wasn't trying to get pregnant.
Everyone's seen those movies where they're like, honey, I'm ovulating.
That's the most unsexy thing I've ever heard in my life.
Try being there in real life, John.
No.
Yeah, so actually for the rhythm method, you can take your temperature. There's a very accurate thermometer that you can get and put into your vagina, and you will take your temperature every morning before you get out of bed. And so you're
No idea.
So your temperature slowly rises a little bit as you ovulate, and then if you get pregnant, your temperature stays a little bit elevated for a while versus if the egg is unfertilized and your temperature slowly goes down, but it's only by like a couple of degrees or like tenths of degrees or something. But
I bet you there's so many apps for that. People like check it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Have it in your Fitbit, right?
Yeah. Fitbit, pretty much anything that tracks your period can track your ovulation. And that's another thing, part of the rhythm method is you can check your cervical mucus, because women have mucus all of the time. It's one of the wonderful things about being a woman. So you can check if it's like, what do they say, if it's like egg whites or if it's sticky or thick or thin or whatever, and that helps tell if you're ovulating or not. So
sure there's like instructional YouTube videos on that or something.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. So if you're going to do the rhythm method, do you usually like, do you have them like play a drum beat to make sure they're on beat or something? Because if they're off, I'm not in.
No. And that's another thing. You have to be with a partner that is very understanding. Like, if you don't want to get pregnant, oh no, I'm ovulating right now, we can't do it this week. And the guy would be like, okay, that's fine, we'll figure something else out. Versus a horrible guy that's like, I don't give a F, we can just do whatever I want to.
Yeah.
Which, do not be like with a man like that.
Yeah.
Or a partner, sorry. Partner like that.
Yes. Sorry, I've been absent because I'm trying to find the effectiveness of absence only sex education. I know that there's stats out there, and I can't find it on the fly here for teen pregnancy rates when there's only abstinence-only education. I'm going to resist the temptation to keep looking. If anyone knows the stats out there, email it in to us.
Yeah, add the word Texas.
Oh, I think you're right. Keep going, Shelby. Sorry.
Also, about the IUD and the implant, it's very expensive upfront costs.
Because they have to do, like, ultrasounds and stuff?
Well, not only that, the actual device, but over the long term versus paying for the pill every single month.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things that you have to, it's for everything that lasts a long time. It's going to be a lot of money upfront. But thanks to the Affordable Care Act, it should hopefully be covered by your insurance and should be free. You know,
And if you're having trouble paying for it, go to Planned Parenthood.
Yep.
Because they are legally obligated to help you with family planning services. And if
family
you're not getting,
planning services.
Just, right. If you're worried about abortion, just remember that Planned Parenthood doesn't pay for abortion with government funds. I'm just throwing that out there because
every episode.
It's important.
Regardless of the topic.
Yeah.
I think we should say that.
Yeah.
All right. Also, there's the shot, the Depo-Provera.
Oh, yeah. You never hear about that anymore.
Yeah. It kind of went out of style, I guess, but because you have to go in every 3 months, every 12 to 13 weeks-ish, and it's 94% effective. And yeah, so that one, you are protected right away with your first shot if you do it within the first week of the start of your period.
The first 30 minutes. You have to run home.
Yeah. No, the other ones, if it's like right around the start of your period, it's effective right away, the IUDs and the implants. Otherwise, you have to wait a week and use backup birth control. But the Depo should be effective in the first week or so. There's actually sometimes you can get a script and do it at home by yourself, so you don't have to go into the doctor every 3 months. And it's kind of hard when you go off the shot. If you want to get pregnant, it takes a while for your fertility to come back. And I saw up to 10 months to get your full fertility back.
Yeah.
So if you want to have a baby right after the shot, it makes it really, really hard.
Yeah. And probably unpredictable, too.
Yeah.
Sorry, keep going. I gotta write this down because I had a thought, but keep going.
Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts, man. I'm waiting for her to get to pennies because she said that sperm doesn't like copper. So I'm wondering how this is all going to fit together at the end.
All right. Next is the ring and the patch. The Nuva ring is just a little silicone ring that you insert yourself and you can wear no matter what you're doing.
You could wear it if you like it.
Yeah.
Like if you like it, you could put a Nuva ring on it.
So it comes in a pack.
I appreciate that joke.
Yeah.
You just put it in and you replace it every month, and you can choose to have a period or you can choose not to have a period. So
that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
What's the effectiveness of it?
It is 91% to 99%. It's just if it's used perfectly, then it's 99% effective. But humans are flawed.
Stupid. Humans are very stupid.
So, you know, if you don't put it in all of the way or put it in the right spot, it gets absorbed by your vaginal lining.
Yeah.
And so if it's not all the way in your vagina, then it's not going to get absorbed. Mm-hmm. And that's it's probably going to be free, but it's $0 to $200. All of these are the implants in the IUD. It goes up to over $1,000 if you do not have the ACA or you have to pay for it upfront.
If you're a sexual being and you happen to be female, these are costs that you...
Yeah, it's BS.
Our government puts on.
Yeah, which this is why we should not get rid of the ACA, because it makes all of this free to people that need it. And then the patch is just, it's kind of like a nicotine patch. You just put it on your, you can put it on your arm, your belly, your butt, or your back. And each pack comes with three different patches.
And you just... Hang on. Although it's thematically appropriate. Keep going.
Yeah.
So you just change it every week. So like if Monday's your day to change it, then you change it every week, and then you skip a week to have your period, or you don't want to skip a week and you don't have a period.
And it will help you stop smoking cigarettes, right?
No. Oh. No, do they come in
patterns? Oh, okay. Can you get like a Dora the Explorer one, or like do you get a SpongeBob?
I don't know. I bet you could write it on it in Sharpie. I'm sure that doesn't affect
I just don't. I don't know why Disney didn't jump on like marketing Disney princesses patches.
Yeah. The bad thing about like the ring and the patch and sometimes the pill is like when you hear about antibiotics making the birth control less effective mm-hmm. and some HIV medicine, some antifungal medicine, some anti-seizure medicine.
You always hear those in the commercials.
Yeah. And,
do not use if you are prone to fungal infections or whatever.
And actually, John's wort, it's an
herb. John, what are you doing?
What? Get out of here with that. I don't got nothing.
It's an herb that like you can just get from anywhere.
I have no herbs.
And that makes it less effective. Weirdly, I don't know why that would be. Next is the pill. So there's a combination pill or just progestin only. So it's just combination or a mini pill. It's just if you want the estrogen and progestin for or just whatever. The estrogen affects your milk supply if you're breastfeeding. That was one of the things when you're nursing, you have to look at if something has estrogen in it, that it could tank your supply, which is very, very bad if you want to keep nursing. But if you don't want to keep nursing, then awesome.
Doesn't matter.
Yep. So you want to get the progestin if you are nursing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of more things out about the combo pill because it's been around longer and it's been studied more. Versus...
Well, yeah, it's been since the 60s. They've had a lot of time to refine it. So
yeah. So, I mean, it has a lot more side effects because more people have taken it for longer periods of time. And so there's a whole list of stuff that if you're any of these, then you like cannot take the combination pill. So if you're like a smoker over 35, or you have a history of blood clots or breast cancer or have heart attacks or migraines or high blood pressure or uncontrolled diabetes or liver cancer,
et cetera,
then you can't take the pill.
Yeah.
Which some people, the pill's great. And
are you going to speed that up later?
As she starts talking. Yeah.
All right. Other ones are condom, which everybody should know about that's listening to this program.
Yeah, you should. If you don't, if your school doesn't teach you how to use a condom properly, go to a new school.
Yeah, just
walk into.
I wish I could find the statistics.
Like I used to say, every day, as soon as I woke up, don't be con smart. Use a condom.
You need to workshop that.
Don't be a condom. Be a con smart.
I just think it's really cute how people across the pond say condom because they say it condom.
I've never heard them say it.
You heard that? It's really adorable. I'm not joking. They say it like that.
Across the pond. Get out of here.
And the great
thing Australia and the UK. Yeah. They say condom.
The great thing about condoms is it's made out of, like, you can get latex condoms, you can get plastic kind of condoms, you can get lambskin condoms.
Well, you don't want to use plastic ones because we just talked about how bad plastic is. So.
Well.
Unless you recycle, Nick, right? You could use them as plenty of other things when you're done with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you would really. And condoms are great because they prevent against STDs, and it's the only contraceptive that prevents against STDs right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of research going into that, too. As I was looking into the future, they're working on STD prevention, so.
Should be great.
Yeah, it'd be good.
You don't have to depend on the person with the penis to provide protection against STDs.
There's a lot of P's there. You could have some really good alliteration there.
Peter Piper had a penis.
There's also the internal condom, which is a female condom, which is slightly larger, and it's you can put in before intercourse, and it's 79% to 95% effective. Condoms are 85% to 98% effective. Just depends on the user.
Well, you gotta know how to use it. You gotta also not poke holes in it. Also, don't double bag it, which I've heard.
Yes, don't use
double bag.
You never heard that?
I don't know. I've never had a problem with anything being too heavy.
Well, people will try to use two condoms because they think it's twice as effective, but the friction between the two condoms will cause it to tear, yes. And it's 0% effective at that point.
Terrible. Or people staple them to bulletin boards in their college dorms.
Yeah.
Yes. And don't use a male condom and a female condom together because that it's
also double bagging.
Yeah, condom baby.
Yeah. They also, don't they expire after a while? Like they could just be, because it's made out of rubber and rubber, any rubber expires after a certain amount of time.
Yeah, leave it in a controlled environment. Don't put it in your back pocket when your body heat will warm it up.
Yeah, your wallet.
Or your dashboard because of the hot and cold temperatures in your car. And yeah.
The plastic ones too, those will expire. You have to use them within the first 2,000 years. Yeah. Or they're not going to be as effective.
Yeah. Keep going.
The lambskin and the animal membrane condoms, they do not protect against STDs.
Yeah, they're porous.
And they're gross.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I don't care if you have a rubber allergy. There's so many other things on this list.
Yeah. Well, if you have a latex allergy, you got to be, obviously, you can't use a latex condom. Yeah. So. But there's other options other than a animal intestine condom.
Yeah. Oh, God. I don't wash it out and reuse it. That's God, no.
The problem is people do this. And I also read in an article that kids in Australia were using candy bar wrappers as condoms.
No!
Yeah. Isn't that awful?
If it was anything but Three Musketeers, yeah. It's a nougaty treat.
You'll use those during a menage a trois.
Right.
No, go to your local clinic or Planned Parenthood or whatever. I'm sure they will give you a handful for free.
And if you want, I'll buy you some. Just be like, email podcast and Stranger Still Show. And be like, hey, I can't afford condoms, and I'll send you some.
I'm trying to smooch safe.
Yeah,
send us your address.
All right. I think the last one I have on here, is the spermicide.
Yeah.
Which can be a cream, gel, film,
Mountain
foam.
Dew.
Pennies. I've actually seen melting suppositories that you can put into your vagina and it melts and turns into a creamy.
Oh, it's like a liquid gel dissolve time release capsule.
A Listerine strip.
Yes.
It'd be minty fresh.
Yeah.
Spermicide should not be used by itself. It can be used with diaphragms or a cervical cap or a sponge or something that goes over the cervix and it keeps the spermicide in place. And you can use
Don't they also have condoms with spermicide, though?
Yeah, you can use it with condoms. Yeah. Yes. It depends on what kind of condom, because some spermicides can dissolve the condom.
But
yeah.
Some condoms come with spermicide on them already.
Yes.
Yeah.
And spermicide actually does not kill the sperm. It just slows it down and makes it so it's harder to get to the egg.
Oh, yeah, that's adorable. It makes a little fatties and just... Oh, man, I'm so tired.
They hit a wall.
It gives them a full meal.
Yeah.
I get sleepy.
Yeah.
And most of those diaphragms and cervical caps or whatever, you have to get from a doctor because some of them have to be sized correctly. So, if you have kind of a weird shape or something
Don't
that.
Don't say weird. Say
an
abnormal.
Unusual.
Yeah.
Wait.
That sounds bad, too. But real quick, more important than any of the garbage you guys are talking about. Do you have lids here? Because that's another place you get cervical caps is lids.
Oh, the store?
The hat store? Yeah.
Come on. You could do better. I know you can do better than that.
Well, snap back.
snap back cervical cap.
Yeah.
What else you got, babe?
All right. Last is the emergency contraceptives, which...
Like Plan B?
Yes. Plan B or One Step or what do I have? Late Active, My Way, the After Pill, or Take Action. Sorry. My writing is really bad.
I'll say.
And those are all great if you take it the sooner, the better.
Yeah.
So within 3 to 5 days. You can get them most over the counter, and the great thing about living in 2019 is you can order them online. You can go anywhere.
Make sure you have Amazon Prime then.
Yeah. But that's another one of the things that I've seen is actually get some before you need it. And I have actually seen on some of the mom sites that I've go on is moms will actually have it in their cupboards. And so, like, if one of the neighborhood kids that trust you enough go, oh my God, I've had this bad experience and I don't know what to do, then they can just hand it over and say, here you go.
That's awesome.
That is good.
Yeah. What was it that we're, I heard this recently. I don't know if we talked about it or somewhere else. We're talking about marking places as safe places and you could designate your house as a safe place for kids.
You're talking about that with like dogs or something, weren't you? Like, these dogs are friendly. Someone was talking about that.
Oh, I don't know. I'm talking about if you are
I was thinking of something my sister-in-law said.
Yeah. If you're a kid and you need to go to a safe place, there's like places marked somehow. They should have that for this. That'd be cool.
Yeah. And those also range wildly in prices. So that's another thing that you look before you need it so you don't pay the $60 for it. You can actually get some for like as low as $15, I saw, Walmart.
It's like the airport restaurants. They take advantage because you don't have anywhere else to go.
Yeah.
So if you have an emergency and you need like emergency contraceptives and all you have is a Walmart
$30 soft pretzel.
If you need it right then and there, they're going to take advantage of that because you can't wait for Amazon or whatever, you know. So
pretty sure I've taken Plan B too.
I don't know.
I feel like
we're getting real personal.
Real personal. Well, you asked me about my birth control experience, so I'm gonna add that.
One thing that I want to say is because you said it's over the counter, it could be very expensive. That's one thing. On the other side of the coin is that right now, they want to make birth control, like people like Ted Cruz are trying to work with AOC to make birth control over the counter. Be cautious of that, because the reason that they want to do that is because health insurance won't cover it anymore. As soon as it's over the counter, health insurance isn't going to pay for it.
I'd argue that maybe one of the two of those people.
No, well, AOC doesn't want to do it because of that.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz wants her to work on it with him because she wants universal health care.
Yeah.
But if it became over the counter, then it doesn't matter if they have universal health care because they're not going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Which then leads to more unwanted pregnancies, which is the dumbest thing ever. So just be careful when a Republican looks like they're doing something that benefits people. Be cautious.
Well, and there is one bad thing about the Plan B other than the side effects, which all of these have bad side effects.
Yeah.
You just kind of have to pick and choose and figure out what works for you. But also, it doesn't work over a certain BMI, where your body mass index. Yeah. So I've heard, I'm sure this is just rumor, but it doesn't work over if you weigh like 150 pounds, which, you know, 90%.
That's a large percentage of the population.
Yeah. So that's a lot of people. But there is also one that I learned about when I was researching. It's called Ella, but you have to go to You have to get it from the doctor, and it's way more effective than Plan B and all that other stuff, but it's also like harder to get because you have to go into the doctor and you have to get a prescription for it, and you have to take it within 5 days, but it's more effective than the other kinds.
Yeah.
But if you use Ella and then one of the Plan Bs or One Steps or whatever, they cancel each other out. So don't take two.
Oh, God, yeah.
This I know it's like hard when you're freaking out and you just do not want to get pregnant. You just take everything to not get pregnant. Don't do that. Listen to your doctor.
This is why education is so, so important. Like, if you're going to have sex, don't be stupid about it. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But also, don't be afraid to talk about it. That's one thing, like, as I have a daughter now, one of the biggest things I worry about is that she's going to be too afraid to talk about it, and then any number of things can happen. So there doesn't need to be this stigma around talking about sex, because it's going to happen. Just don't be stupid about it. And the only way you aren't stupid about it is if you talk about it.
I mean, it's in most people's biology to do it. It's just one of those things it's like one of those things that you can try to control and whatever because of your religious background. But let's be realistic. Teenagers are going to do it. It's just one of those things.
It doesn't matter what you do to prevent it. They're going to do it.
Yeah. And the more you just say, well, just don't do it, you don't need to know about it because you're not going to do it.
Unless you put like a chastity belt on them, which you don't have in your list, I noticed. Is 100% effective.
And you also didn't list vape smoke from a Juul. I heard that was effective too. So as long as talking about teenagers.
Just permanent clout around yourself so nobody can even see you.
Get that clout. Right.
I don't know. I heard. I'm sure some girls are into that.
Yeah,
maybe. Go on.
Something that my parents always did to me to just drill in my head is our family is very fertile, so you need to be careful because our family is fertile.
Yeah.
So just
be
drill
careful. Doesn't like don't not do it because you're gonna do it. Just be careful.
Yeah.
I found the stat that I was looking for because I did type in Texas and there was a study done in Texas. In Texas, 25% of all school districts did not teach sex education in the 2015-2016 school year, and 58% of school districts offered abstinence-only sex education, and Texas has the fifth highest teen pregnancy rate.
Yeah, all of the states that are trying to get rid of birth control and teaching about that kind of stuff are also the highest for teen pregnancies. Like, if you make all of the birth controls available, you make abortion legal and available and, like, all of this stuff and all this education available, people are not going to...
get out in there and bone like rabbits.
Whoa, dude. Yeah, it's like banning alcohol or anything else.
Or marijuana, yeah.
It's like talking to your parents about it makes it not cool anymore. Yeah. If your parents said they're don't drink alcohol, guess what? You're gonna go drink alcohol. But if your parents are like, here, try this. Come here, don't try this one.
Hang on. Are you talking about trying sex?
Yeah,
because that's
no. If your parents sit there and talk to you about all the different kinds of birth controls and be like, well, I know you're gonna do it, just don't be stupid about it, then it doesn't make it like, oh, I'm gonna do this as a rebellion thing. It's gonna be like, well, my mom already thinks that I'm doing it, but I don't want to, so I'm just gonna not do it.
You think that's gonna work?
We're not gonna be super open. Obviously, we're open since we're doing this podcast.
You're both copping out, or you could just say, here, listen to this and put headphones on her.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Future Rory, you're definitely listening to this 13 years from now. And love you, babe.
Yeah, she's currently about 4 feet behind us
on watching YouTube.
Yeah, that's what kind of parents we are. We teach
gotta
her.
Get a podcast.
Also, having a 3-year-old say vagina is the funniest thing.
Yeah,
ever.
My mom hates it. I one thing before we go to the break is I want to talk about what these percentages mean, because I had a big misunderstanding about what these percentages means. I thought when you say a condom is what? How effective?
75 to 94.
Condom is 85 to 98% effective.
So let's say 85. I figured that meant out of every 100 times you have sex, 15 times you're going to get pregnant. What it means, though, is that of the users of it, one of those people will get pregnant. So of
100 people.
Right, of... if 100 people are using condoms, 85 of those people aren't going to get pregnant, and 15 of those people are, is basically what that percentage means.
Yeah.
So don't be worried out there like, oh, got to stop on the 85th because I don't want to risk it on the 86th time.
Right. You got to wait at least a couple of days.
Yeah.
Before you get back to safe smooching.
When does the stat restart?
Yeah.
There's a statute of limitation of 10 years, so you can only have 85 sexes in 10 years.
Oh, God.
They're both blushing. This is disgusting.
I'm not blushing.
I know.
You're blushing.
Yeah,
you're projecting onto me.
Yeah, probably.
Do you have anything else? Should we go to break real fast, and then we'll talk about why we don't have a men's pill yet?
Sure.
Don't flush your condoms down the toilet.
That's your recap?
That's my recap.
Flush anything other than what should be flushed down the toilet.
Yeah. Also, don't flush tampons down the toilet. That's not related, but don't.
Yeah.
don't.
People do that.
All right.
Yeah.
Play that little jingle. Okay. Right.
John.
Yeah.
Where can people find us?
Where you did. Or.
Or.
You go to changetheshow.com.
Yeah.
Check out all the links there.
I also mentioned you can email us. I don't think we get any emails over there at podcast@strangerstillshow.com. If you have any comments or things that you want us to contribute.
We do. I will have to show you after because we got a question to answer.
Oh.
We got a listener mail.
Ooh. Yeah. Is it something that I already know the answer to that I could answer right now?
No, it would take a little research.
Okay. Well, we'll get there.
Or if you just have something nice to say about Nick and John.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a video coming up. Because we got some very nice gifts, so we're going to put that video up soon. I already referenced it once, so you'll have to watch it to figure out what that means. And we've got some cool things coming up with the Flying Machine Network that we're on.
Yep.
So stay tuned for that. And while you're staying tuned, why don't you check out some other shows on the network? Like our newest addition to the network is called The Losers. Mm-hmm. We talked about it a little bit in the past. I got a little bit more acquainted with them in the podcast. And it's great, dude. It's Wendy and Shay get a little drunk, just like a little tipsy, and talk about Oscar nominees and the Oscar winner to figure out which movie should have won. And I just listened to the one where they talk about...
And they're always right, pretty much.
Like, they're infallible.
I cannot disagree. It's possible to disagree with them.
Well, they talked about Transformers and Golden Compass and which one had the best visual effects. Mm-hmm. And I've never thought positively about Transformers because I hate that movie. But hearing them talk about it in a positive light was like, I'm in such an echo chamber about Transformers because they go really in depth on the visual effects and talk about how like great the metal looks and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I never even gave it a second thought because I just hate that movie.
So, yeah. Would you rather watch all the Transformers movie in one sitting or all the Shreks in one sitting?
All the Shreks, because at least the first two Shreks are good.
Okay.
Think that's true. I've ever seen like the last one.
I haven't seen the fourth Shrek. I've seen parts of the
I don't
the
even
third.
Know how many there are, especially with There's all four. Of the holiday things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's always the holiday ones mm-hmm. that pop up.
On Netflix recommended. Yeah.
I've only seen Shrek on Ice.
There is a Shrek the Musical. Have you seen the costumes for that? It's horrifying.
Oh, yeah. Nightmare fuel.
Yeah.
This is why we're keeping your daughter off of YouTube.
Yeah.
As long as possible. She's going to learn about it at school, but she's not going to watch it. We have Hulu and Netflix. And
yeah, when I said she's watching YouTube before, she's watching YouTube videos that were put on Hulu. So we're capitalists.
Disney Plus is coming out. If anybody wants to buy us a subscription for Disney Plus.
Or buy us a subscription at patreon.com. /flying machine.
Speaking of plugs, do you have anything to plug, Shelby?
Well, my husband does a podcast called Secret Still, Limited Cell.
I was thinking maybe that there was a project coming up soon that maybe
we
can tease a little bit.
My husband's pressuring me into doing a podcast with him. He's been talking about it for the last 2 years and I've been going around from subject to subject trying to figure out
We're fighting.
Jesus.
We're fighting. You wanted to do this and I didn't even. We'll talk about it later. Just stay tuned.
No, air it out. There it is right now.
I did try for a year to get Shelby to do a podcast with me,
right.
And then I gave up, and I came up with a new idea,
mm-hmm.
and I explained it to her, just expecting her to be like, you already have enough on your plate. That's the reaction
because
I expected to get.
That's literally what I say to you every time you're like, hey, I have this idea.
But hold on, she's right, though.
Yeah, I do, but I expected her to say that, and I explained it to her, and she goes, I'd love to do that with you. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? I'm not even trying! I should have been not trying this whole time, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just because we're doing a podcast where we have
to
talk to people, and I like talking to people.
Yeah.
So that's probably why on your podcast I keep going, you should talk to this person, you should talk to this person,
you
should
talk
to this
podcast.
Person.
Wow, guys. You should just kiss already. Speaking of kissing, there is a common thread on this kissing preventative list that you have in front of us, and that would be that most of them are for women.
Yeah, except for the male condom.
Right.
So some
nice
people.
Segue.
I don't have a lot on this, but I do think that it's ridiculous that men don't have a pill. Because I always say that if men had to give birth, they'd have a pill 50 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. The whole time I was pregnant, I just kept saying, "Is this your turn? Is it your turn yet?
Yeah.
Is it really?" Is it your turn yet? That's the only way we're having another kid. So when you can have a kid.
So why don't we have a male contraceptive yet, Shelby?
Because men suck.
Whoa! Cool. You've been drinking too much, you lush. You've had half a bottle of...
I was about to say 3/4 of one drink. Woo!
Yeah, you
drink
down to the mang on the mangarita. It's listed vertically, the words are.
Yeah. Anyway,
no, it's because women's hormones are a little bit easier to control than men's hormones.
Yes. So, well, there's a little bit more to that. And I was kind of surprised because I figured it's because the side effects are too much, which
for
is also,
to be crappy,
which is also the side effects that women have to suffer from.
I was about to say women have had blood clots and died.
Yeah, but because the problem with men is that sperm is constantly being created, and it's thanks to testosterone being generated in the testicles. So they have to they can't just target testosterone because that affects way too many other things. So they have to target testosterone in the testicles. But tests for the pill have caused things like
bloating.
No,
is he stuck? Did he first?
It's caused stuff like mood swings or depression. That sounds awfully familiar. I've known that.
Yeah, I should have just listed out all the possible side effects for the pill.
That's okay.
All of birth control, because they're real bad.
Yeah. Well, it could also cause reduced sex drive. Whatever, who cares? In like 5% of people, it also caused erectile dysfunction, which kind of defeats the purpose of having a male contraceptive. So, I guess the problem is that it targets the whole body. They are making progress on it, though. They just had, when was this article? March this year, 2019, there was another clinical study on 11-beta-MNTDC that seems really, it's an androgen-based drug that seems really promising. So
cool. Let's call it 11-alpha, and then we'll get more meatheads
to
take
it. We'll call it the alpha male. So that's why we don't have that. It's
the
kinda
first company that does it, they're going to make a lot of money, though, hopefully.
Maybe, because part of, on here, the reasons that we don't have it in this article is a potential market might not be there.
I don't know. Now that it's getting to be like more men's responsibility, a lot of men just feel completely helpless that what if their girl's on the pill and just all of a sudden stops taking it or like just doesn't want to or pokes hole in condoms or whatever. Like,
people who do that.
Well, sometimes it's hard to find out who those people are until after they do it.
Until
it's too late.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're making progress. We're almost there.
Yep.
That's all I'll say.
I really hope it starts to come soon because
Or vasectomies. We were driving back from Des Moines yesterday. There's this giant billboard that says, "Be a man, vasectomy, $600.
Wow, dude. They had a drive-thru too, didn't they?
Yeah.
I've seen that sign.
There's also a radio ad that plays like all the time. Because I don't listen to the radio much, and I've heard this ad a lot. Like, I only listen to the radio when my mom's in the car, which is, like, once every other month, or when I'm swimming at their pool.
Yeah.
And it's basically the crux of the ad is that a vasectomy is cheaper than child support.
You know, God bless America and all their advertising for everything.
Yeah. Man, that's one thing politicians don't talk about is getting medical ads off of television. That's one, if a politician came forth and said, let's do universal health care, college for all, Green New Deal, and also get medical ads off of television, man. I'd be like, you have my vote.
I grow a mustache and vote twice.
Or even just take billboards down. I mean, like, how much? Like,
Okay. Go on. I'm sorry.
Go on.
You got me very excited. There's a pro-life billboard by my house.
Yeah.
And then there's underneath it another one that I think we could rent. And I so badly want to say, like, or just don't control women's bodies. StrangeSocial.com.
Yeah. So if you want to support that billboard, go to patreon.com/flyingmachine.
It would just it would complete me.
Yeah.
I think Nick's favorite billboard right now is the big billboard on the halfway back from Des Moines.
I got a picture of it this time.
It just says, Jesus.
In big capital letters, it says, Jesus.
Every single time we drive home from Des Moines, Nick has to go, Jesus, every time.
This time I didn't. I just took a picture of it while I was driving, which is really safe.
Put that in the show notes, please.
I'll put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
So, do you guys have anything else?
Love each other.
Yeah.
Talk
about sex. Like, not only is it not, should not be taboo, but it also leads to a better sex life if you talk about it. Yeah. So,
I was going to say that we should invent stranger pill for men. But then my brain went to the next level and I was like, how can we make more money out of this? And I was like, well, you got people that are red pilled, people that are blue pilled or whatever. You're red pilled if you're like in the know, man, like conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
I think people that listen to strangers still could say that they're stranger pilled because they listen to the show and they're like in the know, man, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I hear you, bud.
So, happy Pride Month. Everybody just love each other.
Yeah, happy Pride Month, man.
It's great. Watch Taylor Swift's new music video.
Yeah,
thanks. Shelby's here to plug Taylor Swift's new music video.
All right. Well, I think that'll cover it for this week. Right, guys?
What's it going to cover?
Taylor Swift's new song.
cover me with a blanket in bed. I'm tired.
All right. I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
I'm still Shelby.
And this is Stranger Pill.
I give you the Incredible